主里亲爱的弟兄姐妹和听众朋友，你们好，欢迎您收听嘉略山华人基督教会主持的空中主日崇拜。今天的讲员是黄奇峰牧师，翻译是黄奇光牧师。今天讲员要与我们分享的信息是使徒约翰的宣告与感恩，经文出自约翰一书第二章12-14节。现在让我们全虔诚的心一起用诗歌、祷告和领受圣经的教训来崇拜三位一体又真又活伟大的神。Brothers and sisters,
我们神的名是应当称颂的。
Blessed be the name of the Lord,
因为他创造了我们。
He has created us,
因为他救赎了我们。
And he has redeemed us,
他给我们永生的盼望。
And he gives us eternal life, the hope of eternal life.
他为我们预备了一个永恒的家。
He has prepared for us an eternal home.
我们的前途是光明的。
Our future is bright.
我们的永恒是有福的。
And our eternity is blessed.
颂赞归给主的名。
Yes, blessing to God.
下一首诗歌204。
Let's sing another song, hymn number 204.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹
，Dear brothers and sisters，
我们都是一个蒙恩的人
，We are the sinners saved by grace。
主的恩典在我们身上是奇妙的
，Yes， the grace of God upon us is wonderful，
是极其伟大的
，It's so great。
为我们没有一点是配得的
，because we are totally unworthy of His grace。
主却来寻找我们
，but God came to seek us。
我们与他为敌的时候
，when we were at enmity against Him，
他替我们死
，He died for us，
向我们证明他的爱
，prove to us His love，
并且用爱的手。欢迎我们
and he welcomed us with his loving arms.
Oh, 他的恩典何等的好大
Oh, how great is his grace.
谢谢主的恩典
We thank God for his grace.
下一首诗歌413
Now let's turn to hymn 413. 413Brothers and sisters, let's remain standing.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray together.
亲爱的天父
，Dear Father in heaven，
我们奉耶稣基督的名赞美你。
We praise you in the name of Jesus Christ.
因为今天是一个蒙福的日子。
Today is a blessed day.
是一个欢乐的日子。
Today is a joyful day.
因为主耶稣基督。不单替我们死
Christ Jesus not only died on our behalf
他从死里复活
Further he rose from the dead
他战胜了死亡
He has conquered death
他为我们带来了永生的盼望
He has brought upon us the hope of eternal life
因主耶稣活着
Because Jesus Christ lived
生活就有意义
Life become meaningful
因主耶稣活着
Because Jesus Christ lives
明天就有盼望
We have the hope of tomorrow
因主耶稣活着
Because Jesus Christ lives
工作就有力量
We have the strength to serve and to work
我们赞美你。
Lord, we praise you.
你给我们一个机会。
You give us an opportunity.
来到你的家。
To enter into your house.
来朝见你的面。
To behold your glorious face.
来敬拜赞美你。
To worship you, to praise you.
因为在你的家中有平安。
There is peace in your house.
在你的家中有真理的光。
There is light of truth in your house.
要引领我们。
And this light shall guide us.
我们今天来到您的恩座前。
Today we come to your throne of grace and mercy.
弟兄姐妹有不同的需要。
Brothers and sisters come with different needs.
主啊，请你照着我们的需要来帮助我们。
May the Lord minister to our needs accordingly.
有忧伤的。
Those who are sorrowful in heart.
求主来安慰。
May the Lord comfort.
有疾病的。
Those who are sick physically.
求主来医治。
May God bring healing.
有缺乏的
those who are in need,
求主来供给
may the Lord bring provision,
不知道明天怎么走的
and those who are lost about the future,
主啊，求你指明明天的路
may you show them the way of tomorrow,
保守我们行在你的旨意里面
may the Lord safeguard us to walk on your path,
主啊，今天来到您恩座前的每一位
Lord, may everyone who come to your throne of grace and mercy
无论我们的需要是什么
Whatever our need may be
求主都帮助我们
May the Lord help us all
将超过我们所求所想的给我们
And give unto us far exceed what we ask of and what we dream of
使到我们能够经历你
May we experience you
经历你的慈爱
Experience your loving kindness
经历你的大能
Experience your mighty power
经历你的信实
and to experience your faithfulness
而成为一个有见证的基督徒
and to become a Christian full of testimony
请你今日借着圣经向我们说话
Lord speak to our hearts in your holy word
打开我们的心门
May the Lord open up our hearts
接受你话语的宝贵
to receive your precious word
使到我们听到行道
May we hear the word of God and put it into practice
成一个结果者的人生
and become a man bear much more fruit
来荣耀爱我们的主
to glorify the Lord who loves us
主啊请你建立我们
Lord may you establish your church here
使到我们在这里为你发光
may we shine for Jesus Christ
借着我们的电台
and through the radio ministry
借着网络
and through the internet
借着很多其他的管道
and many channels
赞美主
Praise God.
来高举你,
to uplift you.
来荣耀你,
to glorify you.
来传扬你,
to proclaim you.
来带领你, 人归向你,
to win Christ, win souls for Christ.
谢谢主的恩典。
Thank you, God, for your grace.
我们将今天的聚会交在您的手里。
Lord, I entrust the worship service into your hand.
从开头直到末了。
From the beginning to completion.
求主与我们同在。
The Lord be with us.
谢谢主
Thank you, God.
愿基督被高举
May Jesus Christ be glorified.
天父得荣耀
And God the Father be glorified.
圣灵高兴
And the Holy Spirit be pleased.
你的百姓蒙恩
And your people receive grace.
奉靠主耶稣基督的名
We pray this in Jesus Christ's name.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
这是我身体为你生
弟兄姐妹，今天我要跟大家分享信息的题目是使徒约翰的宣告与感恩。
Brothers and sisters, the subject of today's message is the Apostle John's declaration in thanksgiving.
以上的经文有向信徒宣告的。
The scripture we have read includes declaration to the believers.
有对信徒肯定的。
Also has affirmation about the believers.
还有为信徒感恩的。
Also has thanksgiving for the believers.
今天我们要守主的圣餐。
Today we want to observe the Lord's Supper.
我只讲信息五方面的两个方面。
I only want to talk about two of the five points of the message.
第一是约翰的宣告。
First.Is the declaration of John.
经文第十二节说，小子们啊，我写信给你们，因为你们的罪借着主名得了赦免。
The scripture in verse 12 say, I'm writing to you little children because your sins have been forgiven you for his name's sake.
哦，这是何等伟大的宣告。
Oh, what a great declaration.
这是非常重要的宣告。
It is also very significant declaration.
这经文有三点值得思想。
Now, three points in this verse of scripture.
第一，约翰称信徒为小子们。
First, John called believers little children.
这个称呼对使徒约翰来说是一个亲爱又合宜的称呼。
This address to John is a fitting.And also a loving, tender address.
从上下文看
from the context before and after,
小子们包括神所有的儿女
the little children include all of God's children.
没有性别的区分
there's no distinction between the sex.
没有年龄的限制
there is no limits of age.
第二，约翰的宣告是我们最需要的。
Second, the declaration of John is what we need the most.
人犯罪以后，思想是混乱的。
After mankind have sinned, their minds and their thoughts are confused.
他们的情绪很复杂。
Their mood, emotion is very complex.
他们的心充满着痛悔。
Their hearts are filled with grief.
充满着惧怕
filled with fear,
他们也充满着期盼
their hearts also filled with expectation,
痛悔因为他做了不该做的事
they grieve because they have done things that they should not have done,
惧怕因为他们即将面临审判和刑罚
they are fearful because they are facing judgment and punishment,
期盼是他们希盼望有中保出现替他们代求。
Expectation, because they wish that there will be a mediator to come and intercede on their behalf.
他们也盼望得到神的宽恕与赦免。
They also wish to receive the pardon and forgiveness of God.
约翰深知这些，就写信向信徒宣告说
，John the Apostle.Knew of these concerns, so he wrote to the believers.
小子们啊，你们的罪已经蒙了赦免。
He said, "Little children, your sins have been forgiven."
这是天大的好消息。
Now this is a great news that has heavenly implication.
当罪蒙赦免的时候
For when sins are forgiven,
魔鬼良心就不能再控告我们
The devil and our conscience can no longer accuse us.
罪蒙了赦免，地狱与我们无关
When sins are forgiven, Hades cannot hurt us.
罪蒙了赦免，我们就被神称义，与神和好
When sins are forgiven,We are being justified by God and being reconciled with God.
罪蒙赦免，我们就得到释放与自由。
When sins are forgiven, we've been set free to enjoy freedom.
罪满了赦免，我们就能够坦然无惧站在神的面前。
When sins are forgiven, then we can stand in the presence of God with no fear.
第三，信徒的罪门赦免是因着主耶稣的名。
Thirdly, the believer's sins have been forgiven because of the name of Jesus.
是的，信徒的罪的赦免不是说啊，我感到很惭愧，我后悔了，我立志要做好。
Yes, when a believer's sin is forgiven, it is not just simply I feel so bad, I want to repent, I want to do better.
我们的罪赦免不是我们交了罚款、罚金。
Our sins are forgiven not because we pay the penalty with money.
或者我们托某一个人的关系去跟神说话。
Or maybe we ask a man who relate to us to speak to God on our behalf.
圣经说，基督徒的罪门了赦免，乃是借着主耶稣基督的名。
The Bible said that the believer's sins are forgiven through the name of Jesus.
论到主的名，彼得在使徒行传四章十二节说
，Regarding the name of Jesus, the Apostle Peter in Acts.Chapter 4, verse 12 says,
他说除他以外别无拯救。
It says, apart from Jesus, there is no salvation.
因为在天下人间没有赐下别的名，我们可以靠着得救。
For in heaven and on earth, there is no other name by which we can be saved.
但感谢主，在耶稣的名下，我们的罪就得蒙赦免。
Thank God that under the name of Jesus, our sins have been forgiven.
因为耶稣担当我们的罪。
For Jesus bore our sin.
耶稣替我们死在十字架上。
Christ died as a substitute for us on the cross.
耶稣用自己的生命为赎价，还清了我们的罪债。
The Lord Jesus Christ.Paid the debts of our sins with his life.
随着赦免而来的就是释放与自由。
Following forgiveness comes freedom and setting free.
随着罪得赦免而来的就是一个新生命的开始。
Following the forgiveness of sin comes the beginning of a new life.
你问约翰这样的宣告有什么根据呢？
You ask, what is the basis for such a declaration of John?
回答，约翰的宣告是根据主耶稣的应许。
The answer is that John's declaration is based upon the promise of Jesus.
主耶稣 从死里复活以后，向门徒显现，对他们说，
After Jesus rose from the dead, he appeared himself to the apostles and spoke to them.
他说你们要奉我的名传悔改赦罪的道理。
You must preach the truth of repentance and forgiveness in my name.
从耶路撒冷直到万国万邦。
And you start preaching this from Jerusalem to the uttermost parts of the world.
主耶稣在升天之前对门徒说，
Before Jesus ascended, he said to the disciples,
天上地下所有的权柄都赐给我了。
All the authority of heaven and earth have been given me.
所以你们都要去，使万民做我的门徒。
Therefore, go and make disciples of all people.
奉父、子、圣灵的名为他们施洗。
Baptize them in the name of the Father, of the Son,And of the Holy Spirit.
根据主耶稣这样的应许，彼得在五旬节的时候就对悔改的百姓说，
On the basis of Jesus' promise, Peter said to the people on the day of Pentecost,
你们个人要悔改。
Each one of you must repent.
要奉主耶稣的名受洗。
Must be baptized in the name of Jesus.
叫你们的罪得蒙赦免。
So that your sin may be forgiven.
后来彼得又对百夫长哥尼流说，
Later on, Peter said to Cornelius,
他说凡相信耶稣的人，
Whoever believed in Jesus,
必因耶稣的名得蒙赦罪。
Will receive forgiveness in the name of Jesus.
弟兄姐妹，基于以上的经文，使徒约翰快乐地向信徒宣告说：小子们啊，我写信给你们，因为你们的罪借着主的名得了赦免。
So brothers and sisters, the scripture we read this morning, John the Apostle said to the believers, I'm writing to you, little children, because your sins have been forgiven you for his name's sake.
感谢主，约翰运用主耶稣的应许跟权柄向我们做出美好的宣告。
Thank God that John the Apostle used the promises of Jesus Christ and his authority to declare to us the word of God.
记得主耶稣自己在世界上的时候，
Remember when Jesus was in this world,
他常常对求告他的人说，
He often spoke to those who asked of him,
你的罪蒙赦免了。
Your sins are forgiven.
后来主耶稣差遣彼得向外邦传福音。
Later, Jesus sent Peter to preach the gospel to the Gentiles.
我差你到外邦去。
He said, I sent you to the Gentiles.
要叫他们的眼睛得开启。
So that their eyes can be opened.
从黑暗中归向光明。
They will turn to light from darkness.
从撒旦的权下归向神。
They will turn to God.From Satan,
又因信我得蒙赦罪
also receive the forgiveness of sin by believing in me,
和一切成圣之人同得基业
so that they could inherit the inheritance of God with those who truly believe.
盼望弟兄姐妹从今天开始
I wish that from now on today,
我们要向未信主的人传耶稣的福音
That we will proclaim the gospel of Jesus to the unsaved.
对那真正信靠主耶稣的人，我们要对他说。
To those who truly believe in Jesus, we must say to them,
神已经赦免你的罪。
God has forgiven your sin.
主给你一个新的开始。
The Lord gives you a new beginning.
主挑了你的重担。
The Lord bore your burden.
起来，快乐地服侍主。
Rise up, joyfully serve the Lord.
欣然奔走这属天的道路。
Happily run the journey that leads to heaven.
第二，我们要讲约翰为信徒献上感恩。
Second, we want to talk about John giving thanks for the believers.
在十三节他说，少年人啊，我写信给你们，因为你们胜了那恶者。
Okay. Young men, because I have written to you because you have overcome the evil one.
这里约翰说话的对象是少年人，英文就是 young men, 年轻人。
Now the object of John's epistle here are the young people. The young men means the youth.
约翰亲切地称呼他们。
John addressed them with passion, with love.
约翰真诚地肯定他们。
And he sincerely affirming them.
约翰热情地鼓励他们。
Enthusiastically, he encouraged them.
约翰在主里爱年轻人。
John loves the young people in the Lord.
珍惜他们。
He values them.
为他们感谢神。
And he thank God for them.
以下我们要从这节经文来回答三个问题。
We want to answer three questions in this verse.
然后回答这三个问题，今天的信息就结束了。
We'll conclude the message after we answer the three questions.
第一，那恶者是谁？
First, who is the evil one?
回答，那恶者是魔鬼。
Answer, the evil one is the devil.
请注意，约翰不是说你们胜了那试探。乃是那试探人的魔鬼。
Notice this, that John did not say that you have overcome the temptation, but you have overcome the tempter.
魔鬼与神为敌。
The devil is in opposition against God.
魔鬼要引诱人背叛神。
The devil entices people to rebel against God.
所以爱神跟随神的人必须抵挡魔鬼，还要胜过他。
So those who love God, who follow God, must resist the devil and overcome him.
第二个问题，信徒如何胜过魔鬼？
Second question, how do believers overcome the evil one?
经文第十四节说，你们胜过那恶者，因为你们刚强，又因为神的道长存在你们心里。
Verse 14 say, you have overcome the evil one because you are strong and because the word of God abides in you.
你问信徒如何从懦弱变为刚强？
You ask, how could believers become strong from weakness?
回答信徒在各样的艰难试炼中变得刚强。
Answer is, believers become stronger in all kinds of trials and temptation.
罗马书第五章三到五节说，
The book of Romans, chapter 5, verses 3-5 says,
基督徒在患难中也是欢欢喜喜的。
Believers rejoice even in trials.
因为知道患难生忍耐。
Knowing that trials produces endurance.
忍耐生老练。
And endurance, maturity.
老练生盼望。
Maturity produces hope.
盼望不至于羞耻。
And hope is not disappointed.
因为赐给我们的圣灵将神的爱浇灌在我们的心里。
For the Holy Spirit who was given us has poured the love of God into our lives.
雅各书第一章二到三节说，
James Chapter 1, verses 2 and 3 says,
我的弟兄们，你们落在百般的试炼中，都要以为大喜乐。
My brethren, you have fallen into all kinds of trials, rejoice.
因为知道你们的信心经过试验以后，
For your faith, after it goes through trials,
就生忍耐，
will produce endurance.
但忍耐也当成功，
But endurance must succeed.
叫你们成全完备，没有缺欠。
So that you are complete without lacking of anything.
是的，神许可我们落在艰难的环境里。
Yes, God allow us to fall into difficult circumstances.
为使我们不再敢依靠自己的能力。
So we dare not depend on our own ability anymore.
我们要依靠神的能力。
And we must depend on the power of God.
我们不敢靠自己的聪明。
We dare not depending on our own wisdom.
我们乃要依靠神的智慧。
But we depend on the wisdom of God.
保罗在哥林多后书第十二章十节说，
In 2 Corinthians 12:10, the Apostle Paul says,
我在什么时候软弱，什么时候就靠主刚强了。
Whenever I'm weak,I depend on God and become strong.
求主使到我们在主里刚强。
And the Lord strengthen us in the Lord.
求主帮助我们要常常为自己祷告。
And the Lord help us to pray for ourselves.
主啊，愿我在你的知识上、真理上刚强。
Lord, strengthen me in your truth and your knowledge.
在你的里面得以刚强。
So that I can be strong in you.
只有刚强才能出去征战。
Only when you are strong can you then go out to fight.
只有当你刚强，你才能够胜过魔鬼和他的攻击。
Only when you are strong can you overcome the devil and its assail.
另外，圣经说，胜过魔鬼，我们必须将神的道长存在心里。
Also, the Bible says that in order to overcome the devil, we must keep the word of God in us.
上个礼拜天，黄启光牧师跟我们讲耶稣胜过魔鬼的试探。
Last Sunday, Pastor Daniel shared with us how Jesus overcome the temptation of the devil.
耶稣胜过魔鬼，完全用神的道。
Jesus overcame the devil completely by depending on the word of God.
圣经说，神的道是活泼的，有功效的。
The Bible said that the word of God is living and effective.
神的道能够坚固我们。
The word of God could strengthen us.
能够建立我们。
Establish us.
能够保守我们。
And protect us.
有神的道在我们心中。
With the word of God in our hearts.
我们就能够分辨是与非。
Then we could distinguish between the right and the wrong.
就能够知道什么是好，什么是歹。
We know what is good and what is bad.
有神的道在我们心中。
With the word of God in our heart.
我们就知道什么是出于神的旨意。
Then we know what is of the will of God.
什么是出于魔鬼的诡计。
And what is of the guile of the devil.
但是如果没有神在我们的神的道在我们心中。
But without the word of God in our heart.
我们是一个无知的人，愚昧的人。
We are foolish and ignorant.
我们是在属灵的路上是个瞎子，常常跌倒迷失。
We are a blind person on the journey of spiritual path.
诗篇119篇第九节说，
Psalm 119 verse 9 says,
少年人用什么洁净他的行为呢？
How could a young man cleanse his work?
是要遵行你的话。
But to keep the word of God.
我将你的话藏在心里，免得我得罪你。
I hide your word in my heart, lest I sin against you.
在这里，我要鼓励年轻人多多来学习圣经。
Here I want to encourage the young people to learn about the word of God.
我们教会的圣经教育是按年龄分的。
Our Bible education in our church are planned according to the ages.
我们的儿童事工由 Mary Chong 跟 Jane 姐妹负责。
Mary Chong and Sister Jane take care of the children's ministry.
我们的初中生、高中生是由 Mai Ying 弟兄、Anna 跟 Evangeline 负责。
Mai Ying, Anna, Evangeline take care of the youth.
我们的大学生的查经团契是 Joseph 跟 Nathan 负责。
The college ministry.Is the leaders of the college groups is Joseph and Nathan.
这个大学的查经团契在网路上进行。
Now the college fellowship take place on the internet.
如果你到教会的网站 cccf.tv 就知道如何去参加。
If you go to the website of the church, then you know how to participate.
我们还有中文的主日学。
We have Chinese Sunday school.
我们有英文的主日学。
English Sunday school.
我们有不同的团契小组。
We have various fellowship and groups.
我们做牧师的邀请您来学习主的话。
We who are pastors invite you to learn from the Word of God.
在周间最少一次参加主日学和团契。
During the week, at least once, join the Sunday school or join a fellowship group.
有神的道存在心中，我们才能胜过魔鬼。
Only when the word of God abides in us, can we then overcome the devil.
第三个问题，少年人胜过那恶者的意义是什么？
The third question is, what is the significance or the meaning of the young man overcome the evil one?
少年人胜过魔鬼是真理的得胜。
Now the young man's victory over the evil one is the victory of the truth.
乃是教会的得胜。
It is the victory of the church.
少年人要为真理站立起来。
The youth must stand up for the truth.
要被主使用，为真理打美好的仗。
Must be used of God and to fight a good fight for the truth.
我们知道一个事实。
We know a fact.
在战争的事上，国家对小孩子是没有要求的。
In the matter of battle, the country doesn't require the children to go to the war.
国家对老年人也几乎没有要求，除非遇到特殊的情形。
And the country doesn't require of the old people to go to war unless there is something very exceptional.
但是国家对年轻人却有很多的要求。
But the country imposes a lot of requirements on the youth.
因为年轻人很勇敢。
But the young men are very courageous.
他们敏捷敏锐。
They are very sharp and they are very strong.
他们有很强的记忆力。
They have strong ability to remember.
有很强的适应能力。
and adaptability.
在属灵的征战上，少年人也非年轻人也非常重要。
Now in spiritual matter, the young people are likewise important.
他们热情，他们单纯。
They are enthusiastic and simple-minded.
他们愿意听，愿意受教。
They're willing to listen and they're teachable.
他们愿意付出，愿意摆上。
They're willing to give, willing to lay their lives.
所以我们可以想象。
So you can imagine.
当约翰看到年轻人刚强，用神的道胜过那恶者的时候，他是多么的欢欣鼓舞。
Then when John the Apostle sees that the young people trust in God and overcome the evil one, he was so thrilled.
年轻人得胜魔鬼，就是真理的得胜。
When the young people overcome the devil, it is the victory of the truth.
愿今天在做长子的要效法约翰。
Let the senior today imitate John.
年长子除了持守真理，还要看重年轻人。
The older people, apart from emphasizing the truth, must also respect the youth.
要宝贵他们，珍惜他们
，cherish them, value them，
要花时间跟他们沟通
，spend time to communicate with them。
在这次英文同工的退休会上
，in this the English fellowship's co-workers retreat，Mary
对年轻人做出一个要求
，Sister Mary ask。Of the young people,
他说：“你们每一个大哥哥要领养几个小孩子。
Every older brother must take care of several little ones.
当聚会完毕的时候，你们要认定几个孩子，跟他们在一起。
After our worship, you must stick to a few.”Young people and spend time with them.
跟他们坐在一起来吃午餐。
Sit with them as you eat lunch.
跟他们一起玩。
And play with them.
直到他们觉得有大哥哥小大哥哥来爱他们，看重他们，珍惜他们。
So that they realize that there are older ones who loves them, who care for them.
这个建议非常好。
This.Suggestion is very good.
我盼望不单单是年轻人要带小孩子。
I wish that not only the youth will lead the little ones.
我盼望中年人要带年轻人。
I hope that the adult will lead the youth.
我盼望年长子要带中年人。
And the senior will lead the adult.
今天教会失去不少的年轻人。
Today the church has lost.Many young men.
其中一个原因是我们对年轻人的栽培、肯定、鼓励不够。
One of the reasons is that we lack encouragement, we lack inspiration, we lack value.
年轻人面临很多的危机。
The youth face a lot of crises.
我们让他们自己去面对。
We allow them to face the crisis by themselves.
我们没有陪伴他们。
We have not accompanied them.
没有与他们一起去经历在学业上、事业上、生活上的挑战与压力。
We have not gone through all the trials, the pressures, the challenges that they face with them.
你问年轻人面临的危机有哪一些？
You ask what are the crises the young men face today?
回答年轻人考虑事情不周到。
The answer is, young people when they consider matters, they're not comprehensive enough.
他们容易交错朋友。
It's likely for them to make wrong friends.
他们容易做错决定。
They're easily making wrong decisions.
今天的年轻人因为从网络网站上面他们会获得很多新的知识因此感到很自豪很骄傲。
Many young people, because they could get a lot of information from the internet, they felt very proud of themselves.
他们要追求瞬间的兴奋而虚度光阴。
They want to gain the momentary success and lost the cultivation with patience.
他们因为缺乏经验，
because they lack experience.
他们就很容易被引诱，染上恶习。
They are easily being enticed to get bad habits.
他们因为无知而让美好的机会在眼前流失。
Because they're ignorant, they allow opportunities, precious moments, to go away from them.
他们处在一个叛逆的时期，很不容易顺服听从。
They are in a time of rebelliousness, and it's hard for them to listen.
他们很容易放纵情欲。
And it's so easy for them to indulge in the lust of life.
所以很容易伤害自己，也伤害别人。
So they hurt themselves and hurt other people.
留下不堪回首的记忆。
And sometimes they produce a memory that they don't want to think about.
无论在时间的管理上，
either is in time management.
在金钱的使用上，
in the use of money，
在事情的处理上，
in dealing with matters，
在资源的应用上，
in application of resources，
少年人有待学习跟成长。
The youth needs to learn and to grow。
年轻人面临的危机、陷阱、试探、试炼实在很多。
The young people are truly facing a lot of crisisA lot of dilemmas and difficulties.
他们要胜过魔鬼的试探跟试炼，实在不容易。
It is not easy for them to overcome the trials and the temptation sent by the devil.
但是年轻人一定要胜过魔鬼，一定要胜过试探。
But the young people must overcome the devil and his temptation.
如果没有胜过魔鬼跟试探，教会的下一代如何走下去？
If the young people do not overcome the devil and his temptation, how can the church continue?
谁来承受圣职？谁来服侍永生的神？
Who will continue the holy responsibility in the church? Who would continue with the ministry of the church?
在近代教会的历史当中，
Recent history in the church.
哪一个时代有年轻人奉献给主，那个时代就复兴。
Whichever generation has a few young people dedicate their lives to serve God, there's revival in that generation.
你看到 Charles Spurgeon 27岁就全时间服侍神了。
You see, Charles Spurgeon, a great preacher in Britain, when he was 27 years old,He dedicated his life full time to serve God.
D.L. Moody, 23岁就全时间服侍主。
And then Moody served the Lord when he was 23 years old.
Jonathan Edwards, 30岁全时间服侍主。
Jonathan Edwards served God full time when he was 30.
中国的传道人也是这样。
Likewise for the preachers in China.
贾玉明牧师24岁全时间服侍主。
Pastor Jia in China, when he was very young, he served the Lord.
宋尚杰博士27岁全时间服侍主。
Dr. Johnson served God when he was 27.
王明道牧师27岁全时间服侍主。
And Pastor Wang Mingdao, when he was 24, he served the Lord.All his life.
因为他们在年轻的时候就把自己的生命献给神，所以你看到在过去的教会历史上面带来了极大的复兴。
So they served God when they were young, and you could look back and see that these people brought great revivals to the church.
但是今天越来越少的年轻人愿意把自己奉献给主服侍神。
Nowadays, less and less young peopleAre willing to give their life to God.
这其中教会有责任。
The church has a responsibility.
很多的责任
，much responsibility。
求主帮助我们
，and the Lord help us。
我们要鼓励自己的子女
，we must encourage our children，
来爱主
，to love God。
并今天在主话语的光中，我们被提醒
，in the light of the word of God， may the Lord remind us。
意识到失去新的一代，就失去教会的前途。
Realize that when we lost the new generation, we have lost the future of the church.
因为我们对年轻人的期盼跟看重，不是他们的学位跟地位。
That our expectation and respect for our children not be upon their success and their degrees.
乃是他们与神的关系。
But their relationship with God.
乃是他们的罪是否已经得蒙赦免。
But on whether their sins have truly been forgiven,
乃是他们是否认识救主耶稣基督。
But on whether they truly know Jesus Christ,
他们是否认识天父与圣灵。
Do they really know the Father God and the Holy Spirit?
他们的生命是否坚强。
Whether their life is strong,
他们是否把神的道残存在心里
？Are they truly hiding the word of God in their hearts？
他们面对试探引诱的时候，是否能够胜过这一切和背后的魔鬼
？And when they encounter temptations and trial, can they overcome the devil behind all of this？
在这里，我们要呼吁所有做长子的。
Here we appeal to all who are elders。
我们要关心下一代的成长。
That we must care for the growth of the next generation.
我们要跟他们一起来读圣经，学习圣经。
We must read the Bible, study the Bible with them.
我们与他们一起来操练祷告。
And we must exercise prayer together with them.
我们与他们一起敬拜主，服侍主。
We worship the Lord and serve the Lord with them.
直到他们在属灵生命成长的过程中
，so that in the process of their spiritual growth,
有主的爱借着你我的陪伴
，that they have the word, the love of God through our accompaniment.
有祷告的扶持
，and they have support to prayers.
有智慧的指引。
And wise guidance,
有从主而来的教导与安慰
，and instruction and encouragement from God.
讲到这里，我们要问自己：你属灵的生命强壮吗
？To this point, we ask ourselves a question: Is your spiritual life strong?
如果你没有学习，怎能教导下一代
？If you have not studied, how could you teach?The next generation.
如果你自己没有好的祷告生活，如何鼓励下一代祷告
？If you don't have a good prayer life, how could you encourage the next generation to pray?
如果你自己没有服侍神，怎么叫下一代来服侍
？If you don't serve God, how could you ask the next generation to serve?
求主帮助我们，今天的信息就讲到这里。
May the Lord help us, and this conclude today's message. 但愿天父的慈爱
Now may the loving kindness of God the Father,
我们主耶稣基督的恩惠
May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ,
圣灵的交通
And may the fellowship of the Holy Spirit,
每一天每一个时刻都与弟兄姐妹同在
Be with brothers and sisters every day, every moment
直到我们主耶稣基督回来的日子
Until the day Jesus Christ returned back for us
愿主牵着您的手
May the Lord hold your hand
每天与你同行
May the Lord walk alongside with you daily
安慰你
May the Lord comfort you
扶持你
May the Lord uphold you
坚固你
May the Lord strengthen you
引领你
May the Lord guide you
供给你
May the Lord provide for your need
指明每天当走的路
And may the Lord show you the way that you must walk on it
保守你行在其中
And may the Lord safeguard your footstep to walk upon it
给你一切的智慧和力量
And give you all the wisdom and strength
一切的 资源
and all the resources
来为主而活
to live a life for God
生活中活出见证
and to live a beautiful testimony in daily living
结出圣灵的果子
and to bear the fruits of the Holy Spirit
荣耀三位一体的真神
and to bring glory to the triune God
主必与你同在
the Lord shall be with you
从今世直到永永远
远 from now unto eternity
但愿在至高之处荣耀归于三位一体的真神
And now may glory to the triune God in heaven
我们的天父
Our Father
我们的主耶稣基督
Our Lord Jesus Christ
和我们的圣灵
And our dear Holy Spirit
地上平安归于在座的每一位
And on earth peace be with all the brothers and sisters
奉靠主耶稣基督的名
We pray and we bless in Jesus Christ's name
Amen
Amen
我们有一首唱不完的歌那就是耶稣爱我他为我们献上宝贵生命他死是为要拯救我
弟兄姐妹和听众朋友以上空中主日崇拜节目是嘉略山华人基督教会制作的。你若正在寻找教会或有信仰上的问题或需要祷告，欢迎您打电话与我们联络。我们的教会是嘉略山华人基督教会，目前有两个聚会地点。我们的本堂在 Chino 市，地址是3945 Schaefer Avenue。City of Chino, California 91710联络电话是909-591-0080或626-475-6684我们的英文崇拜是每主日上午9:30开始我们的国语崇拜粤语崇拜和儿童崇拜是上午11:00开始此外我们在 Eastvale 有分堂的聚会聚会地点是在 Ronald Reagan 小学学校地址是8300 Field Master Street Eastvale 聚会时间是上午10:00开始联络电话是951-272-0770各位朋友再次谢谢您的收听愿上帝赐福给您我们下周同一时间空中再会